Hi, this is Daniel Soventis for Discipline Asia. This is a special episode in Startup Summit O in Kansas City. Yes, I am not in Asia at this point in time. Together with, I have two friends of mine. We have Chris McCann and Mark Nager. Chris is from Startup Digest, and Mark is from Startup Weekend. So just tell us a bit about yourself and what is Startup Digest.
My name, like he said, is Chris McCann, and Startup Digest is a weekly newsletter of the best startup events. So we connect the whole startup community together through the best events going on without having to put any of our own on. So you can really simply go to the site and you can see all the cities that we feature and sign up.
Okay, cool. And Startup Weekend, I mean, that is like been going on for a while. What is Startup Weekend for those who don't really know?
So Startup Weekend is a 54-hour event where we bring together entrepreneurs. About half the room is technical and half the room is non-technical. The goal of the weekend is to present ideas and actually launch a business in the course of the weekend.
So it's the actual business that people get revenue or something like that?
The real goal of the weekend and our mission is to educate people, help them become better entrepreneurs, but it is a real mock and a truly great opportunity to have the potential to meet co-founders, to learn a lot about how to actually launch a business if you're interested now or ever have been or ever will be. Great learning experience. And then, yes, we do have actually quite a bit of startups that come out and do really well after the weekend.
Okay, cool. Just a quick history of Startup Weekend. This is something that you got into quite recently, isn't it?
Yes, actually, back in May of 2009, mm-hmm. we took it over from the original founder, and we formalized the model, changed it into a nonprofit, and we focused on growing. Now we're in over 100 cities and 30 countries around the world.
Okay, cool. And the idea of Startup Digest, how did that came about?
Yeah, so when I moved to Silicon Valley a little over a year ago, I didn't know anybody, and I had no idea what the hell was going on. So I started going to events really just to meet people, to meet the scene, and you know, to get myself acquainted with Palo Alto. And I started doing the digest really for myself. I was doing this for a while, and then some of my friends at where I was working at the time, at an investment fund, were like, hey, could you send this to me too? So in November, I sent one email to 22 people, and that's kind of how Startup Digest began.
And how many countries is Startup Digest?
So we're in 47 cities, 5 universities, and 6 vertical-specific ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many countries off the top of my head. That's okay. A lot of cities.
A lot of cities, definitely.
Nobody's counting.
Yeah. Why are we in Kansas City? I mean, how did Startup Weekend and Startup Digest come together?
Well, I think we were really good friends kind of before. We just complement each other very well. I think Chris ended up by default doing a lot of our emails because the community was very much the same. So he had a very valuable content for our community, really.
So how many people from around the world? I mean, this group is like such a mix. You have people from... I took 25 hours to get here, so probably there are people who flew further anyway. So how many people is in this Startup Summit?
There are 120 people that have flown from 23 different countries here.
Wow. And I guess there's a whole bunch of Asia delegates there.
Yeah, certainly. We have quite a few Asia delegates from Tokyo, from on our side, Tokyo and Singapore, and on your side, Chris?
And then we have Tokyo, Seoul, Singapore, Malaysia, Shanghai. I believe that's it.
Okay. So Mark, I know you're actually going to do some events over in Malaysia pretty soon. I mean, what's your current schedule like? When are you heading down to Asia? So, and this is going to be your first time ever to...
My first time in Asia. I'm extremely excited. I've gotten to travel a lot doing startup weekends. I've been to, I think, 28 of them now.
Wow.
And so I'll be flying in on the 16th of October this month now. And I'll be there for a little over a week in Malaysia and then going to Singapore. We'll have a Malaysian event on the 18th through the 28th, and then the following weekend we will be in Singapore.
So what kind of people are you looking to participate in this Startup Weekend over in Malaysia and Singapore?
So we're really looking to bring out anybody who's been interested in entrepreneurship or might want to be interested in startups. It's a really great opportunity to connect with others that might be able to provide some insight and value and learning experiences.
Okay. How much does it cost in terms of Malaysia? Do you know the price?
I believe it is $300 ringgit.
Okay. Yeah. And in Singapore?
In Singapore, I believe it is the same price.
Equivalent or...
What is... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
okay, we'll post it up somewhere in our site anyway. So in Malaysia, it's actually organized by a good friend of mine, Dash.
Yes.
Of Wireless and Global, and also in Singapore, it's the Jeffrey Paynes.
Correct? Yes, correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Another.
Those guys are really the ones who make this happen. Just like the Startup Digest curators, we really have a great community and great supporters that help.
Yeah, actually, Jeffrey been on this show about maybe a couple months ago, probably about 3 months ago.
Great.
Yeah. So
small world.
Really small world, of course. And that's speaking of small world, I mean, that's one of the things when I first talked to Chris. Remember over Skype that. The amount of people that we know is like really, it's like, hey, this is a really small world. And how is the growth of Startup Digest over in Asia?
Trying to think off the top of my head. I know the Shanghai, Beijing, and Hong Kong ones have probably more than 10x since we started.
Uh-huh.
So I think all of them are about 1,000 to 1,500 subscribers each. I don't know what Malaysia is off the top of my head.
No, Malaysia is probably quite low. I know that.
Yeah. Tokyo's doing really well. Singapore does well because the curator there is Gwen, and she does SG Entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So, yeah, the growth in Asia has been kind of very, very well. It's a new city for us. Our company itself is only 7 months old, so everything's growth for us right now. But in Asia specifically, like the brand is being built. And, you know, I was just talking to Kai Lukoff, the Shanghai curator, and he was saying, you know, at events he's going to now, people are starting to come up to him who he has no idea who they are, saying, oh, hey, you're Kai. You got the guy who does Startup Digest. So our brand is kind of slowly being built out over in the Asian region.
Okay. And what's the current goal in terms of how will you want to see Startup Digest over the next 1 year or so?
I want Startup Digest to be the place you go to find out events if you're an entrepreneur. If you're interested in startups, if you're interested in entrepreneurship, you should go to Startup Weekend and sign up for Startup Digest. It's pretty simple.
It's a great compliment. Building an ecosystem really here, because there's a lot of resources out there, and the more of us that work together, the more opportunity and the more people we can connect with to really make this a global community and make it a unified global voice so that people can pool resources.
Okay, so far, I mean, it's been 1 day since the Startup Summit, and I mean, you have met over 120 old people. What do you find? I mean, do you find anything that surprised you?
You know, it's the most surprising thing is really the physical interaction, bridging the world between the digital world and actually meeting everybody in person. For, I think, both of us, we've met all of these people digitally, and
uh-huh.
getting to have that, you know, face-to-face time, shaking hands, really getting to know people is tremendously powerful.
Okay. How about yourself?
I'd say the same thing. I mean, all of our, you know, I've probably only met like 10 to 20% of our curators, and most of our curators have not met each other. So this is the first time ever in all the places in the world but Kansas City where they're face-to-face in the same room working on stuff and together, and you can see kind of the social dynamics and interactions between everybody. It's crazy.
Well, speaking of which, why are we doing this in Kansas City?
We're doing this in Kansas City because our main and only sponsor is the Kauffman Foundation. They're one of the largest foundations in the entire world, and it's their mission to spread kind of the mission of entrepreneurship throughout governments, throughout people, throughout entrepreneurs. So they were kind enough to give us their hometown of Kansas City and give us let us use their space and kind of let us do this conference.
Awesome. And in terms of Startup Weekend, I mean, you have fantastic news from Kauffman.
Yes, and actually to bridge that relationship, we just received a grant, and that was announced on the 29th, just a couple days ago.
Yep.
And that'll help us really invest in the infrastructure scaling and being more than just an event. We really want to focus on what happens before and after and really becoming a sustainable part and a really valuable part of every ecosystem.
Well, yeah, you guys are doing really awesome stuff. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to actually attend Startup Weekend over in KL.
Looking forward to seeing you there, Daniel.
Yes, and of course, where can we find you on Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter name is at Mechanatron.
How do you spell that?
MCCANNTron, TRON.
Of course, Startup. So the new site is actually startupdigest.com, is it?
Startupdigest.com. We recently have gotten a URL.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And the Twitter name for that is just at Startup Digest.
Okay. How about yourself?
Likewise, we have the general one for Startup Weekend at Startup Weekend. Mm-hmm. And then also my personal one is Mark Nager, MarkNager. And they can find out any information off of our main site, startupweekend.org, mm-hmm. or they can visit malaysia.startupweekend.org or singapore.startupweekend.org.
Okay, awesome. So, great talking to you guys. I mean, I'm sure you guys are really busy. So, any last word?
Looking forward to seeing you in a week. This is great to have met you prior.
All right, thanks. All right, bye.
Cool, bye. I need
you, the thing you say. You're unbelievable.